It's an extended version this morning of the Mornings with Ed show, 10:39 the time, 21 minutes before 11 o'clock. And welcome now to the midday show and an artist that we're all over here at the radio station. And we are fortunate this morning to be able to hear him live. He's got a show at the Moroccan in downtown L.A. on November 15th and 18th. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to be talking about this amazing new release, this single less than a month old that's been out that I've been in love with and been talking about and harping about, Howling. We're going to hear him do that live, and we'll have a great conversation. Do me a favor, if you will, Laguna Beach, please welcome live to our Pearl Street studios, Mero.
Can't you look at me? Am I that hideous to you? Can't you talk to me? Do I really mean nothing to you? Turn away, forget everything. Turn away, forget everything. Does it seem too hard? Does it seem unright to keep in touch? When was the last time we spoke at all? Now tell me, baby, was it that long ago when I had you? Wasn't that long ago I could see by your eyes you cared, so I thought, so I thought. Can't you look at me, or am I that hideous? You talk to me, or do I really mean nothing to you? Was it all a lie? Those feelings you said you had for me, was it all a lie? Or do you have no? You talk to me, or do I really mean nothing to you? Turn away, forget everything. That's okay, I regret nothing.
Thank you so much. It's an honor to be here. My name's Mero, and that first song that I sang for you is called Hideous. It's off of my debut project, Sky on Fire. And the next song I'm going to be singing for you is my most recent release. It's called Howling. This one's for Ed.
I lay in a pool of sweat, beats running down my neck, anxiousness fueled by desire, strumming the strings of my guitar, digging deeper, unhealed scars fueled with regrets on my pyre. losing sleep makes it hard to tell if they're dreams or if it's real. Feelings you felt in the night. Busy streets, I walk along. My skin sheens and my head throbs, pounding on as a reminder. Nights drag on by, wishing you were here with me. Staring up at the sea.
Absolute pleasure to be here. Ed, thank you for having me. Can't wait to chat with you in a few minutes. The last song I'm going to be singing, that song I was just singing, is called Howling. It's my most recent release. And then the last song I'm going to be singing for you is called Coastline, which I have never sung acoustically before for anyone. So here it goes. Thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm Mero.
an amazing live set. Mero's stepping into the studio in just a couple of seconds. We're going to have a conversation. 10:49 the time, 11 before 11. Mornings with Ed. We are 6 minutes shy of 11 o'clock, and welcome to an extended edition of the Mornings with Ed show. It's the midday show. You just heard an amazing set of music in the live performance room here. Mero, the artist, and I cannot thank you enough, first of all, for coming in this morning.
It's a pleasure to be here. You have an awesome, unique, eccentric energy about you, and it's just great to be talking to you.
The pleasure is completely mine, and I've been bugging about this. I've been bugging about having you in since you first came on the radar, really, and we started putting your music into rotation here. There's something absolutely unique about the instrument that is your voice. When did you discover this?
Gosh, I appreciate that. I never thought that I was one to ever be a singer. And I would sing alone quite often. And I guess over time, I realized that this was my dream. And I said, the only way that this will be possible is if I believe in myself. I can't expect somebody else to believe in me. So once I made that choice, I started sprinting full steam ahead.
Right. And the race, by the way, everybody's behind you in this race right now, man. This is a good sprint. I'm thoroughly, and again, you can't really tell about music because sometimes it's so produced. But then when you catch someone live and they're 6 feet away from you and there's magic, then you feel it. You go, yeah, man. That's why this guy's got a couple of shows coming up at the Moroccan, right? But we'll talk about those in a second. By the way, shows at the Moroccan, November 15th and the 18th. The first song out of the gate was Hideous. Tell me the story behind the writing of that song.
Well, I was at a party, and there was somebody who walked into that room who meant a great deal to me. And we had had experiences together. And I saw them, and they just walked right by me. And it felt like there was somebody had just taken a knife into my stomach, like the spirit had taken a knife into my stomach, and I had to go somewhere else. Fortunately, there was a guitar in the room where it was, and that song, the beginnings of it were born. Can't you look at me? Am I that hideous to you?
Right. Beautifully done. So do you feel more creative when you write from pain or a dark place than you would if you were writing lighter material in that instance?
That's interesting. It really depends on the inspiration. Okay. Depends on the inspiration. It depends on the song. I can tap in. I feel like anything that's pure is worthy of being written about.
That's beautiful. Will this person ever know that that song was written about them?
I don't think so. I think, ironically, it's one of their favorite songs. I'm not sure if they know that it's about them, though.
That's great. Yeah. That's great. The second song is your latest release. It's less than a month since release. And I'm not kidding. Every day I'm asking Erica, is this in my rotation later? I loved Howling. Tell us a little bit about Howling, please.
Gosh, Howling came to be, first of all, it means so much that you enjoy it, and I wasn't sure that I was going to sing it today, but knowing that you enjoyed it, I had to sing it for you, so.
Thank you. That means a lot.
It's the truth. And, when you miss somebody so much, and that connection that you once had with them, whether they are here in this realm or not, there's something to be said about missing somebody.
Right.
In so many different kinds of relationships, there's nothing quite like the pricelessness of a connection with somebody, right. A relationship with somebody. Just like we're making today. We met each other. We're developing this, whatever our relationship will be.
Right.
It's starting today.
Right.
And that is priceless.
And really, there is no feeling. There's no void like missing someone. Someone in emotions, there's no void like that. There's nothing like that.
You know what? I actually don't think I could say it better, and I don't know if I've heard anyone say that better. That's a very wise thing to say. Yeah, there's nothing quite like that when someone that void. Beautifully said.
Well, thank you. So as you're releasing songs, as you're releasing one great single after another, you're working on new stuff. So in November, we're all expecting Green Felt. Tell me about that.
We are expecting Green Felt, but you're actually the first one to ever say it.
Oh,
so,
my.
So no one has known about that previous to this. Right. And I'm honored that you know about it. Green Felt was the first song I ever wrote. And I can't wait for the world to hear it. It's another release off of my Alchemy series. I'm releasing two series of music simultaneously.
There's
Alchemy, okay, which the debut of that is Coastline, and Dark Corners, which the debut of that was Howling. So they're two different sides of my artistry and not wanting to be pinned down to a sound, to a genre, to an idea, but more the idea of being excited to hear whatever this artist is going to do next. That's the realm that I want to be in. And I felt that putting out these two series of music simultaneously is the answer to that call.
You're simultaneously driving two separate vehicles down two separate roads, achieving the same thing. You're drawing all of us into both of them.
If that's the case, I couldn't ask for anything more than that.
That's amazing. So, as you're here and preparing for this live session, you're very theatrical in the way you present yourself, and it's just a natural theater. It's not this made up thing. It's not this person's acting. It's a real theater that you put on. It's hard to pinpoint. It's hard to nail down. But I think I would compare it to the process of your working on music videos, right?
Well, it's very interesting that you say that, because I feel like I'm so like in my own world, like stuck. I don't know if I'm even doing anything. So for you to say that, and you're the first person to say that it's theatrical, I actually kind of love it.
And it's true. Yeah, you should. I totally meant it as a compliment.
And I could tell. And sometimes I just feel so stiff. So I love that that's what's coming across. In terms of my music videos, the people that are in a huge part in making those music videos are in this very room.
Right.
So Ryan Calavano is a co-creator, director, photographer, an incredible one at that.
Right.
Christina Taya helps us on set very, very frequently. We've worked together on music videos of almost every single music video together, hair and makeup. And those videos wouldn't be possible without the people in this room. And basically we just bring a vision to life of something that's unique and unexpected from the song at hand.
I want our listeners to grasp that for a second. The difference between the creative energy of writing and performing a song and making the video. And obviously you keep creative freedom over the making of the video, I'm sure, mm-hmm. as I would definitely advise you to do always. But tell me the difference in the creative process of those two things.
Gosh. You know what's strange is that with creation, I feel that there's a lot of similarities, because you have to trust your inspiration, right, and then follow through with it with actions. The difference is that there is a lot more quote unquote planning with a video, because you have to get a lot of things aligned to be able to make something possible visually. Right. Whereas when you're recording a song, you can start recording it immediately. It's hard to start recording to start filming a music video right off the bat.
Right.
But you have to trust your inspiration. You have to be grateful for when inspiration comes and see through it to the very end and just get there.
Dude, this is an amazing conversation. I could not be happier you're sitting directly across from me right now. This is tell me your thoughts on spatial audio.
Huh. I'm happy to be sitting across from you too, Ed.
Thank you.
And for those who are listening, if you haven't met him, he's an incredible person. And from my experience that we've known each other. So
if
you like him on the air, you would like him off the air too, at least in my experience.
That's very generous of you. Thank you.
Spatial audio, I had the incredible opportunity, Apple Music reached out to do a piece on Coastline.
Right.
And I got to go into a studio at Capitol Records, Spatial Audio Studio, with Nick Reeves, an incredible engineer.
Right.
And we got to work on that record together. I mean, you know, I was witnessing all of his expertise. And it was a wonderful experience. And I'm grateful for the opportunity.
Okay. And I want to go back for just a second to the writing of a song and the making of a video thing we were talking about just a second ago. As you're writing a song, do you, in your mind, do you see the video? Are you already kind of making the video in your head as you're writing?
Oh, that's interesting. No.
Okay.
At least not, maybe sometimes, but it's not anything that I'm conscious of.
Okay.
No, there's separate feelings, because what's possible, filmmaking is a perspective of truth. It's not the actual truth.
Right.
It's showing, it's wherever you are putting that perspective of that camera.
Right.
The lens is your gateway to whatever perspective, the story that you want to tell. And it's a different thing than achieving it in music. Hard to explain.
But well done. Well, you drew a perfect picture.
Okay.
You really did. And just for a second, I want to go back to Green Felt, having been the first song that you wrote.
Mm-hmm.
And you've written and released really great songs since you wrote that very first song.
Uh-huh.
Why wait so long to have released Green Felt?
Sky on Fire was such a particular energy, and I don't think Green Felt matched the vibration of that energy. Whereas Green Felt does match, to me, in the story arc of what Alchemy is as a series. It seems to just fit, and
okay.
That's all there is to it.
All right, yeah, that works for me.
Yeah.
So your show's at the Moroccan, one on the 15th and one on the 18th of November.
There's actually only one.
Just the one.
It's just the one on the 15th of November. It's a Monday.
All right.
And it's at the Moroccan Lounge. Obviously, I would love for you to be there. I don't know how many tickets are left, but I would suggest that you buy them before rather than waiting till the door.
I get the feeling that there will be very, very few left after this live performance here. I'm sure our audience is all over this right now.
I would be honored if that's the case.
Yeah.
I would be honored for you to come to the show.
Definitely. You count me in. Even if I got to sneak through the back door, you can count me in. But so yeah, I'm sure that our audience, after hearing this live performance and hearing this conversation today, they're going to be all over it. Where can we find your music that benefits you the most?
Gosh. Well, YouTube has best of both worlds. You can see the music videos. You can hear the songs. If you're not that kind of person, Spotify, Apple Music, Deezer, whatever you use, SoundCloud to listen to music, I'm everywhere. And all of my releases are out there, from my project Sky on Fire to a couple of remixes that I did with Sweater Beats and Kina on a couple songs there, as well as Coastline, Howling, and soon to be Green Felt in November as well. Okay. So anywhere where you can listen to my music. And I'm on social media too, Mero Music, M-E-H-R-O Music. But listening to the music means more to me than social media,
okay,
personally.
All right, yeah, same here. Last thing before I let you go, are you constantly in a state of writing? Are you constantly in this creative state?
Whenever something comes knocking, I always let it in. So no matter what it is, whether the song turns out to be a song for myself, or it's a song for somebody else, or it's a movie idea, or if it's a music video idea, whatever ideas come, you have to let them in. You have to accept that, and you have to be grateful for them. That's where I'm at. So whenever they come knocking, I let them in the door.
Right on. Well, I'll tell you what I'm grateful for. I'm grateful that not only did we get a great live performance from you, but I'm grateful for this conversation. This is one of those things that you keep with you forever. For me, it's one of those conversations I'll keep forever, man. This is an awesome, awesome time that I've spent with you this morning. Mero, a show at the Moroccan downtown LA, November 15th. For more information on anything about this amazing artist, just check into me here at the radio station. Thank you so much for spending the time with us this morning.
Thank you for having me, Ed.
It was a blast. I can't wait to have you back.
I can't wait to be back.
All right, 11:09 the time, Mornings with Ed.